Carter Hart. Carter, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Hey, I'm excellent. And hey, thanks for offering up your golfing services for our people bidding. How's your golf game right now?
It's all right. We actually just finished playing the Phil Mickelson course in Calgary there with a couple of my buddies and my trainer there. And tough course. It definitely ate me up today. Yeah, I don't even want to tell you what I shot. So,
and that's now. It's funny as a professional athlete. Like I know you guys are wired. You're just competitive. Is that what you love about the game? Is how humbling it can be every day, and you're always searching for that better game.
Oh, for sure. I mean, golf's so hard. Like, I mean, I've probably played since I was 10 years old. My dad got me into golf really young, and one day I'll go out and shoot 79, the next day I'll go out and shoot 99. So it's a tough game.
What's the best part of your golf game?
Probably I'd say my driver. Like my short game struggles a little bit right now, so I'm starting to figure it out of the tee box a little bit better. But I definitely need to work on my short game.
Okay, well, so for anybody, guys who are bidding on you, when you get into a scramble, how are you as a scramble player?
A lot better than when you're playing best ball, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you can relax a little bit. You're just like, you can bomb it all the time. Like it. A lot of fun. Okay. Carter, let's talk, you know, about your career. You know what? Obviously, you've had a really good start to your NHL career. I know this year didn't go the way you wanted, like a lot of people. How challenging was, you know, playing the whole COVID thing from last season's, you know, off-season training? Like, were you able to train the way you normally were last off-season?
Definitely challenging this year with everything going on. But no, it was tough. Like, we had to move around rinks a lot in the off-season. We actually were skating out in Morinville there because it was one of the only rinks that were staying open during the COVID times. They were private, so they could still have a couple guys out there. And that's about an hour drive from Sherwood Park. So it's a bit of a hike, but we were able to make do and got a lot of good work in with Shorty, like my goalie coach here, and my training partner, Tristan Jari, and then my strength coach back home here, Phil Daly. We kind of did some home workouts a little bit and then mixed in a little bit of gym and outside when the weather got nice. And now everything's open, which is really good, especially for small business owners and gyms like Phil's. So it's nice to see things are getting better here and hopefully staying this way.
Pretty unique scenario to have two local guys, both NHL goalies coming up and kind of get to work with one another. And I know a lot of guys that, you know, they push one another in a healthy way. How has that off-season training been with Tristan Jari, and how much do you think he helps you and conversely you help him?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, he's a great guy. He's at the gym with me and then we go and skate together. And I mean, he's a great goalie, great guy, awesome to train with. I mean, when you're skating with a guy like that, it's so good to see, like, pick up on some of the little details of his game, and then he kind of picks up on yours, and we just kind of converse over a couple things of our games and learn a little bit from each other, and then with Schwartzy as well, teaching us. We got a great setup here.
Carter Hart joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260, a goaltender for the Philadelphia Flyers. It's a unique situation for goalies because, you know, you have Dustin Schwartz, who works for the Oilers, but he's your personal goalie coach and has been for many times. And then, of course, the Flyers have a goalie coach. How much does Schwartz and your goalie coach, you know, work together and communicate to ensure that it's a consistent message all the time?
Yeah, they're on the same page. Like, they talk, not as much during the season, obviously, but in the off season to kind of make sure that the off-season plans are in conjunction with each other, and they have the same outlook. But they're on the same page, and they're both great. So I'm really lucky to have them.
Carter, by your standards, you go your 4 years in Everett and then in Philadelphia. You know, you kind of never had to endure a season of your standards that was lower. How tough was last year mentally for you, and how much better do you think it's going to make you? Because so many players talk about, hey, once you deal with adversity, it can make you better if you choose to. What did you learn about yourself this past season? What was the toughest part of having struggles that you really haven't had for 6 or 7 years?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a challenging year on and off the ice with a lot of things going on, obviously with COVID playing a major factor. But one of the toughest parts probably was just being alone and not like I live alone in Philly. My parents couldn't come down and see me. My friends from back home couldn't come down and see me. And it was tough. And I think you really have to you really have to support your teammates through those times. And I'm lucky that we got a good group of guys in Philly to lean on. And you know what? I probably didn't lean on them as much as I could have in the first half of the season or first couple months. And then towards the end there, before I got injured, we started to play a lot better hockey. We started to find ways to hang out with each other more than just at the rink, because they're kind of telling us not to hang out with each other away from the rink to try and prevent that spread of if somebody did have an outbreak or whatever happens with COVID. But towards the end of the season there, just got to really lean on each other. And I think going into next year, we're all really excited. It's going to be a clean slate. Everything's going to be back to normal. We'll have full fans, full capacity. I mean, we got one of the loudest barns in the league. And we're all looking forward to it. And I know that we can't wait for October to come.
Carter Hart joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260. I think, Carter, I loved your answer there, because I think a lot of people just forget the, you know, hockey players, the team, being on part of the team is one of the greatest parts. Like, obviously you love playing, but it's just that camaraderie. And, you know, whether it's, you know, today you're just golfing with your buddies, and usually you would do that with your teammates, or you're just having dinner or video games or whatever you're doing, just kibitzing, and you didn't get to do any of that. And to never being a part of that ever, because at every other team level, going back to as an 8-year-old, that was always part of sports. Like, I can imagine, like, when you were alone, you know, what were you doing to try to pass the time? Did you pick up reading? You know, what were you doing to try to keep yourself busy or even preoccupied?
I was playing guitar, so I was playing a lot of that. And then just trying to stay in touch with my buddies from back home and FaceTiming them, my family. I actually started going for walks and stuff, and just to try and get outside. And we weren't really supposed to go anywhere, but just to get outside and get fresh air. And I know we weren't supposed to hang out with each other away from the rink a lot, but towards the end there, we definitely were. We were just kind of a little more tired of it, and we were all pretty much vaccinated, so.
Now, I want to get your thoughts, Carter. You've been in the NHL for three seasons. You know, you've been able to see some players. What was the biggest kind of wow moment for you in 2018-19? Because you started in the NHL, and then you came up to the NHL, and you obviously, you know, in 30 games, you had a .917 save percentage. It was excellent. But what was kind of your welcome to the NHL moment that first year?
I'd probably say the first time when I played against Carey Price, who is my favorite goalie growing up, still is my favorite goalie. First time I played against him, I just remember going out on the ice and stretching beside him at the blue line or at the red line there, and he tapped me on the pads, wished me good luck. And I was so nervous for that game. And I remember looking down the other end and seeing him in the opposing goal, and I just couldn't believe it. And I ended up getting yanked that night, had a tough night. I was probably focusing on the wrong things, a little bit starstruck. But I thought that was really cool for me. And then the next game we played against Montreal, or I played against Carey, we ended up beating them. So got the better hand there on the last one there. And then obviously in the playoffs too, this last year in the bubble there, playing against him in the first round was so cool. And then even to beat them was so awesome. And he's such a great guy and a great goaltender and a great role model for a lot of young goaltenders.
Did you watch him and Vasilevsky battle in the playoffs? Or do you watch the Stanley Cup final or even the playoffs, or when you're not in it, you're not watching?
Oh, yeah, I watched. Like, they were Price was unreal this whole playoffs. Vasilevsky is as well. But, I mean, Carey was carrying their team there some of those nights. He was making 40 saves, letting in one goal, and just an absolute wall. Like, it was really fun to see and fun to watch. He was outstanding in the finals there in the last couple of games. Just a great goalie duo, a great goalie matchup in the finals. And obviously Tampa's got a great team. Vasilevsky played really well, but Price did everything they could. And it was definitely was cheering for those guys. You wanted to see Canadian team win, and obviously for Kerry as well. But both those goalies were outstanding in this playoffs.
Carter Hart joins us, a goaltender for the Philadelphia Flyers. Carter, can you tell me about Oscar Lindblom and what that was like to see a young teammate, you know, very young man going through cancer, and then for him to come back and just kind of, you know, what you learned from that, just the human side of it?
Yeah, I mean, for Oscar to go through that at 23 and 24 years old, it was tough for us at first to see, and we didn't know what to expect, and we knew that he was a tough kid, and he persevered. He's got so much courage, and it was just remarkable to see him come back so soon from his battle with Ewing sarcoma. And I mean, he came back and played in the same year, like to come back and play in the bubble for game 6 and 7 against the Isles there in round 2 in the 2020 playoffs there was just remarkable. Like, you couldn't put into words when he came out on the ice for that first game back. And then this year too, to have him back in the lineup full time, he's a huge asset to our team. We all love him. We're so lucky to have him, and we're all just so happy that he's back in full health, and he's a great guy to have on our team.
Carter, what's your game plan when you're on the penalty kill against the Washington Capitals and you know that Ovi's firing one-timers? What's the key for success against Ovi's one-timer?
I mean, Ovi likes to just bury his head and rip it as hard as he can, and it works a lot of the time. So, you know that play's coming. You got to watch it for sure and be aware of where he's at. Even Carlson at the point, too, likes to rip the 1T also, because he'll get you going where you're kind of cheating towards Ovi, and then they'll fire one quick up to Carlson and he'll blast it from the point too. But you just have to be ready for it and try and beat the pass and get set and just be ready.
So when guys like Ovechkin or Austin Matthews got a pretty heavy quick shot as well, are you seeing the puck on a lot of times when it's at velocity? Are you kind of going to a spot, you know, knowing and playing the odds? Like, are your eyes that good that you can see the puck when it's going that fast, that quick on one-timers?
Yeah, it just depends on where you shoot it from. I remember one time this year, he got a one-timer, puck squirted out, like, right to the slot. Like, it was like hash marks, top of the hash marks. And he was skating into it full-on, clapper. And I just darted out at him, made myself beg, and it hit me in the pad. Like, I'm not seeing that one from that close. No one is.
So, and with all the equipment that you got, where's the spot that, like, do you still get the stingers in the shoulder? Is there any other spot where you're still vulnerable as a goalie?
Yeah, the worst for me is probably, like, my forearms. Can get some stingers there, especially when Ovi or Weber's ripping it for the 1T there. Or right in the ribs, right on the sides, and get one there. Those kind of sting. But, hey, we play the position. It's nowhere near. The equipment's a lot better than it was 50 years ago, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's fair. Carter, I really appreciate your time. One last one for you. Well, this offseason as a goaltender, what do goalies, is it just technique? What are you looking to improve in your game that you'll work on specifically this offseason?
Yeah, there's always a lot of things in the summer that we look over and look to see what we can improve. I mean, we can always improve our game. No matter what, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You don't stay the same. So we have a game plan that we haven't set with talking with Schwartzy, setting our summer plan out, and then our goalie coach in Philadelphia as well. We got a good plan set up for what I want to work on and what I want to accomplish this summer. Just started skating last week, so it's nice to get back on the ice and get into things here in the off-season mode. Just going to be ready for camp here in October, September, and looking forward to when that comes.
Well, Carter, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck. Thanks for helping out with Sports Central, and you'll be teeing it up. We don't know who's playing with you yet, but the bids are still going in, so we got about a half an hour left. Thanks for that. We're going to raise a lot of money for Sports Central.
That's awesome. Yeah, looking forward to that. It's a great event every year that Mark puts on, and for a great cause, so looking forward to playing it.